上大家早。
Good morning, everyone.
Okay, in the very beginning, I would like to thank Echo Fusan. She gives the allow to translate today's talk. So I can speak English, but not so good, so I need Echo Fusan to help me. Okay, 所以今天的刚开始的时候，我要先谢谢 Echo Fusan 哦，他发心，我们已经有四次的 talk， 他要来帮我们翻译哦。那因为他非常的忙，所以我就要真的是特别谢谢他。OK， so join the palm, you are chanting the words for beginning the sutra. OK， 我们先念中文哈、
哦。无上甚深微妙法，百千万劫难遭遇，我今见闻得受持，愿解如来真实义。
It's difficult to encounter even in a billion years. Today we see, hear, receive, and uphold it, trying to fathom the true meaning of the Dhammapada.
好，
嗯，
我应该说我自己一直都很喜欢发愿，甚至还没出家前就发愿。我很清楚我自己只有两个愿，第一个愿就是拿到我的博士学位，第二个愿就是出家。
To myself, I'm really a person very fond of making vows. I have only two vows. One is to get my PhD degree, and the other is to leave home.To leave home.
所以后来我有因缘进入法鼓山的真解大学，然后一路一直到进入僧团、哦、那其实在僧团有个活动，每天早上我们早上起来的时候，我们早坐前都有九拜佛，接着就是发愿，所以对我来说是习惯发愿的。
So there is a conscious condition that ripened for me to enter theSangha University, and there every morning we do a practice of prostrating to nine different Buddhas, and actually this practice itself is making vows.
After that, we have making vows.
Well, after that prostration practice, we have to make vows.
所以对我来说，发愿是一个常常在做的事情。所以我也看到说，在我们在研读佛经之后，我们看到这么多的佛菩萨，他们在他们的这个成佛之际的时候，发了这么大多的愿。到后来我们在研读他们的应该说整个经文的时候，其实对我来说产生一种羡慕的心。
So to me, making vows.Is something I do very often. Each time when we read sutras and study sutras about various Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, I will learn actually how they make vows and how they accomplish and doing actually putting in action all those vows that they made.
Okay, 好，那我们今天的主题是谈到普贤菩萨。我不知道大家对普贤菩萨有多了解，我们都知道他是四大菩萨之一，我们有观世音菩萨、地藏菩萨、文殊菩萨，还有普贤菩萨。一般来说我们都知道观世音菩萨他是大悲法门，那地藏菩萨是大愿法门，那还有文殊菩萨是大智法门。可是对于普贤菩萨我们称是大恨，到底这个大恨或者我们称为大喜到底是什么？
For ordinary people practicing Buddhism, the four great Bodhisattvas are very familiar to us. One is Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, which related to great compassion. Manjushri Bodhisattva, which
also we equate that as great wisdom. Then the third one will be Siddhikaparaja, which is great vows, and the last one is Samantabhadra, which is our today's topic about Samantabhadra's great vows. And we call this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva as a symbolization of the Bodhisattva for great practice. And what is that? What is great practice?
那我们常常，我想大家都有因缘，参加那个早晚课诵，早晚课诵的时候，或者是晚上的课诵的时候，我们都会念到普贤十大愿望。我想大家提过这个东西，普贤十大愿望，另外一个是普贤菩萨的警重记，尤其是晚课的时候。So
for us Buddhist practitioners, when we do morning and evening services, in the morning, we would chant the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's 10 great vows. And in the evening, we will also chant Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's first of admonition. So let's look at these 10 great vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. First one is to worship and respect all Buddhas. The second one is to praise the Tathagatas. Third, to cultivate the giving of offerings. Fourth, to repent all karmic obstructions.
五者是随喜功德.
Fifth is to rejoice in the merits of others.
六者是勤转法轮.
Sixth is to request the turning of the Dharma wheel.
七者是请佛住世.
Seventh is to request that the Buddhas dwell in the world.
八者是常随佛学.
Eighth is to always follow the Buddhas in study.
九者是恒顺众生.
Ninth is to always harmonize with living beings.
十者是结合相.
And the tenth is to transfer all merits to all others.
OK, 好，这个普贤十大愿望其实就会是今天我们在谈到普贤行愿的整个大的架构，基本上大架构。那当然普贤菩萨 在我们华严经里面呢，谈到普贤菩萨的行愿品当中呢，不只是这十个愿，其实它有二十五个愿，根据圣严师父的课判，还有二十五个愿。
Now, this 10 great vows is the largest structure of our today's topic related to Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great vows. But from the Avatamsaka Sutra, our Sifu, Master Shenyan, actually organized the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows into 25 of them.
OK，好，纵使是师父的二十五个愿的时候，实际上他的大架构还是这十个愿，所以这十个愿常常被大家提出来，因为这个愿非常的大，所以称为大愿。
Even though Sifu organized based on that chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra into 25 vows, but these 25 vows are within the structure of this great 10 vows.
Okay, 最近呢，我最近我华武山出了一本叫做《菩萨行愿》， I'm sorry, that's a Mandarin version, 这只有中文版，谈到菩萨行愿，这里面呢就谈到三位菩萨。 一个是观音菩萨、地藏菩萨跟普贤菩萨的行愿，所以呢，这边就是收集的圣严师父谈到普贤菩萨的行愿的部分。So
recently there is a book published only in Chinese from Dharmadrome Mountain. It's about the title is Bodhisattva's Practice and Vows. In this book, it introduced three great Bodhisattvas. They are Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, Siddhika Varaja Bodhisattva and Samantha Vajra Bodhisattva. It talks about their great vows and practice.
好，我想说大家小时候你希望看到更详细的东西的时候，你可以去看看看这本书当参考资料。
So for those who read Chinese and want to study in details about practices and vows related to these three great Bodhisattvas, please check this book yourself.
好，所以我们刚刚谈到是普贤十大愿望。好 ，OK， 接着我们谈谈我们常听到说普贤菩萨的警重记。这个偈颂，不论是对出家人对在家人都是重要，尤其是我们修行佛法的人。其实生命是无常的，生命的无常我们常常没有办法很即刻看到，但是当一天一天过的时候，到下午到晚上的晚课的时候，这普贤菩萨的警重记它给我们一个非常好的提醒。
Now let's talk about this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's verse of admonition which we recite in the evening service. This service, this admonition is very important not only to the monastic people, but also very important for the ladies. It is important because life is impermanent. Every day our life goes by, and it is at the end of the day when we recite this admonition, then it's a great reminder for us to let us know that life is really impermanent and goes by very quickly.
好，所以我们先来看谈一谈这个普贤菩萨的警重记。他第一句话叫做“世日已过，命亦随减”。
So let's look at this admonition now. The first verse is.This day is already done. Our lives are that much less.
我想其实不只是四日已过，其实每一分每一秒都在过，只是这个太短暂的这个 timing 这个距离我没办法察觉。可是你一天从太阳出来到太阳下山的时候，就可以发现这个一天就这么快就过了。我们常常在妄想当中就过了一天，或是在贪嗔痴当中就过了一天了，生命就少了一天了。
Actually, it is not just this day. Actually, every minute, every moment being passed. But because we ordinary sentient beings will not really detect that so detail, we won't pay attention in that minute details. So, when the day is about to pass, we will notice. And then it reminds us, how do we actually spend the day? Do we spend the day...just go through those wandering thoughts after one after another, or also practice the greed, hatred, and ignorance, and spending the day of doing those deeds.
第二句叫做如少水鱼，失有何乐。
The second verse is, we are like fish in a shrinking pond. What joy is there in this?
我们都知道娑婆世界是一个堪忍，从泛化叫做这个堪忍的环境，堪忍环境是说其实很辛苦，但是为了要成就佛道嘛，好，所以在这个堪忍的世界当中，大家在这边一天一天的过日子，重点是要休息。我们都知道身体这个道器，这个道器呢，我们知道它会成就坏空。你从小的时候生出来到现在，每天都在变化，其实没有一分秒是停止的。那个就好像这个水缸里面的水的鱼一样，那个水不断不断的不见的时候，有什么可以值得快乐的事情？可以提到这个事情。
For this verse, the Saha world is called tolerant, you know, able to tolerate kind of world. Our body is going through birth, sustained, decay.And diminish this process of birth and death. It's like the fish in the water, that the water is getting lesser and lesser water. How much joy is that in that kind of condition?
所以，尤其这两句话，也是我自己在做网课的时候，其实这两句话。 常常非常的很深刻，就是很深刻，所以你发现说哇，自己又过了一天了，然后生命又短了一天，又少了一天了。我们都知道要成佛，要修成三大阿僧祇劫，三期反劫嘛，可是是不是真的可以三期可以真的到成佛？其实就要问问自己，你是每天都很认真在修行，这个是非常重要的一个观念。
To myself, every time when I recite this at the end of the day, I really have this kind of very deep reflection on the situation that, oh, another day just gone by. And we also talk about it's going to take.About seven great asankhaya in three different periods. In other words, it's going to take very, very long time for us to attend Buddhahood. And so every day is gone by, how much we really put effort into our practice to achieve Buddhahood.
So, 下面两句话叫大众当勤精进，如旧头然，但念无常，甚不放逸。
So the last, the next two verses are great assembly. Assembly, we should be diligent and vigorous, as if our own heads were at stake. Be mindful of impermanence and avoid being lax.
我就说当念无常，这个就好像说我们在禅修，其实也这样，禅修就是不断不断的回到当下，回到每一个当下的时候，你真的去用方法，真的对自己的生命有意义的去修行，甚至于呢每一个当下的时候，除了对自己其实修行有帮助之外，其实都能够利益众生，这样的话在你的菩提道上之后才真正往前走。
So the last one reminded usBe mindful of impermanence. That means every moment you need to go back to the present moment. Again and again, non-stop, to going back to the method of your practice and going back to that present moment. Not only benefit to yourself, but also at the moment, that at the present moment, are you at the same time benefiting?Others. This is how we will be able to eventually achieve the end goal, which is Buddhahood.
Okay, 好，我们知道修行佛道有两个方法，一个叫难行道，一个叫易行道。好，那当然，难行道是很辛苦，可能它比较快一点。但是大家，尤其在佛法讲说，在末法末期动身的时候，大部分都会修易行道。因为我们比如说法藏比丘在因地的时候发了48个大愿，所以大家都会希望有因缘透过修行然后到净土，比如到西方极乐净土。
So when we talk about practice, there are two different type of path people will follow. One is the path that is very difficult, and the other is an easy path. AndFor the easy path, we talk about the Western Pure Land Bodhisattva world, and people practice that method to go to that world.
我想这边问一下，有没有人发愿要去西方极乐世界的？请举手看看。
Please raise your hand if you have made a vow to go to the Western Pure Land.
Thank you.
所以现在我们常用的方法是什么？你们最常用什么方法？念佛，对不对？念阿弥陀佛，对吗？
是的。
So what is the most often, the most popular, that people often practice? What kind of method that people practice? It's the method of chanting Buddha's name.
而且是阿弥陀佛的 Buddha 的 name， 对吧？好，好，那现在我们再往下谈，就是说，好，我们都发愿要去西方极乐世界，因为它这是异行道嘛，你是末法众生异行道，我们要靠他力嘛，哈 ，OK， 好，那我们我现在往下谈谈说，我们要到西方极乐世界到底有什么法门？除了我们大家现在所熟悉的我们念阿弥陀佛的名号之外，应该还有一些方法。
So talk about this path that is easier to practice, because this is the, we call the end stage or the Dhamma ending age, I'm sorry. Yes, the Dhamma ending age. So most of these practitioners would be chosen to the easy practice.Method. And so we talk about this method of seeking to go to the Western Pure Land. And we also earlier talked about one of the methods of this easy practice method is to recite Amitabha Buddha's name to go to the Western Pure Land. There are more than just that method within this practice, this easy path. So let's talk about those other kinds of methods.
除了刚刚我们讲说这个阿弥陀佛呢，他在因地法藏比丘的时候，他发了48个大愿，当中18、19、20、21这几个愿谈到说，我们平常的时候持续的念阿弥陀佛哈，而且当你在往生的当下十念净念相继的时候，阿弥陀佛跟诸大菩萨来迎接你，所以你就可以往生西方极乐世界，这是我们最常用的方法。
So Amitabha Bodhisattva, he, when, and during the causal gram, when he made a vow before he attained Buddhahood, he made 48 vows, and on the number 18, 19, and 20th vows, it talks about if you can uphold 10 pure thoughts, wanting to, making vows, wanting to go to the pure land, then, 然后呢，
在往生当下的时候，
然后他就可以去，他就 ，so at that moment before you are, before you ending your life, at that moment, if you sustain 10 pure thoughts and seeking to go to the Western pure land, then you will be able to achieve that because with,because you are based on the power of Amitabha Buddha's, the power of these great vows, you will be able to achieve that.
好，那第二个方法是什么？大家常常在参加我们会诵持大悲咒，懂吗？嗯，大悲咒，好，有上大悲忏的时候，大悲咒。
The second method is to recite the Great Compassion Dharani.
就根据这个千手千眼大悲心陀罗尼经里面谈，就说，他说呢，假如说你上诵持大悲神咒的时候呢，诸天人就听到这个诵持大悲神咒的时候，在我们临命中的时候，十方诸佛呢都会来受手，就会来接引你去西方极乐世界。所以或者说你除了去西方极乐世界之外，你想往生到其他净土，你都可以随你的愿。
So in the sutra, it's about Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva's Great Compassion Dharani Sutra. It mentioned that at the moment that you're about to die, and if you recite this Dharani, then all the Buddhas in the 10 directions will come and then hold out their hands.And they will help you to go to wherever you wish to go to the next life.
好，那第三个方法是什么呢？就是我们诵持药师佛的名号。
The third method is to recite and uphold the name of Medicine Buddha.
就是在佛经里面讲说，要是你能够诵，当然你可以受八关斋戒。或是呢，你长期的在诵持这个药师佛的佛号的时候，这是一个善根，用这个善根，你就可以西方极乐，都可以往生西方极乐世界。 假如说没有得受，你只要诵持这个名号，你命中的时候，诸佛菩萨就会引导你的道路，你看到哪一个佛净土都可以去的。
So this method, it talks about people uphold this precept. It's called the first eight of the ten commands. Some people uphold these kind of precepts during their lifetime, and then they the moment when they about to die, with that virtuous roots that they have cultivated.At that moment, then they will be able to go to the Western Pure Land. And, or if other people, if they recite the Buddhist, the medicine Buddhist, Buddha's name, then the power of the Buddhas will be able to help this person go to wherever the realm that the person is wishing to go.
好，意思是什么？就是在净土里面有三部经哈，我们知道说阿弥陀经之外有一个叫观无量寿经，我想大家大概听过。观无量寿经里面告诉大家要修什么净业三福，净业三福里面什么孝养父母啊、受持三规啊、发菩提心，这样的方法也可以往生西方极乐净土。
Now also in the sutra is called Amitāya.Dhyana Sutra. It mentioned about cultivating the pure three virtuous deeds. And the first one is to be affiliated to your parents. And the second one is to uphold and receive the three jewels. And the third one to arise the Bodhi mind. With these three virtuous pureDeeds that you practice, you will be also able to go to the Western Pure Land.
那很有趣是，在这个净，在这个观无量寿经这个净业三福里面的第一条叫做孝养父母、奉事师长、慈心不杀、修持善业。这个观念就跟地藏经完全相同。所以意思是说，你受持地藏经，就是地藏经的法门的时候，同样也可以往生西方极乐世界。
What's so interesting is.That all of these three virtuous pure deeds you practice, the first one it talks about you have to be affiliated to your parents, also respect the elders or teachers, and also you should have the compassionate mind not to kill, and at the same time cultivate the ten virtuous deeds. These four things.Is actually the same to the Siddhipaparaja Bodhisattva Sutra. So it's the same. That means that if you recite the Sutra of Siddhipaparaja, the outcome will be the same. You will also be able to go to the Western Pure Land.
不只是诵持地藏经嘛，他还要行地藏的法，比如说孝养父母、奉事师长，这个必须要行出来才有办法。
Not only recite, also put into action of what the sutra has mentioned, which are the four points that we talk about, to be affiliated to your parents, to respect and listen to your teacher and the elders, and be compassionate, not to kill, and also cultivate 10 virtuous deeds. So not just recite the sutra of Siddhikaparaja Bodhisattva, but also put into action ofWhat's mentioned in the sutra, if you could do that, then you will also be able to reborn in the Western Pure Land.
好，第六个方法是什么呢？就是红传楞严经。
The third method is the sixth method is to expound the sutra of Shurangama.
好，在佛经里面怎么说呢？他说：“若复有人呢，他是犯了十重、十波罗蜜，十重大概基本上下地狱的重业的时候，但是瞬息呢，他就可能会到阿鼻地狱里面。但是呢，假如说呢，能够一念，你有一个念，一念将这个楞严经的法门呢，然后呢开示，但是在末法众生的时候开示给大家的时候，这个人的罪就及时消灭。” 就可以往生到你想去的安乐国，所以就可以用这样的一个方法到西方极乐世界去。
This method, it talks about if someone who has committed a 10 really great sin or unwholesome deeds, but if they could start to expound or give talks or tell people the lines of from the Shirangama Sutra, then at that moment all these bad karmas will be vanished, and at the same time they will be able to go to the whatever the pure land or the whatever the next path they want to go, just by simply expound what's mentioned in the Shirangama Sutra.
好，第二个方法是什么？就是在无量寿经里面，我们知道净土有三经嘛，哈，阿弥陀经、观无量寿经，我们刚刚谈的这个算是无量寿经。无量寿经里面谈到说可以三倍往生，但是重点要发菩提心。我们知道什么叫菩提心？菩提心就是一个自利利他的心。我们修学佛法不是为自己成佛，今天修学佛法是为了我们有因缘有能力可以帮助更多的众生脱离这个苦海，所以发菩提心绝对是一个重要的因素。
Now let's talk about another sutra it mentioned which is the Infinite Life Sutra. It talks about that if you arise, you know, make the arising this mind of Bodhi mind, then you will be able to reborn to a pure land. Now when we talk about that, it's when you, because when you arise this Bodhi mind, you actually not only going to benefit yourself, you also gonna practice Bodhisattva path, which is to benefit others. And with that kind of cultivation, then you will get this ability to be able to reborn to the other pure land that you deserve, you desire.
好，当然最后一个就是我们今天的重点，你修普贤行愿的法。
The last method is also today's key point, is to cultivate the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great practice and vows.
好，这个普贤行愿的这个方法是什么？就是说我们，他说你平常的时候修普贤行愿，因为普贤菩萨他发了大愿，其实他也是大行，所以我们称为行跟愿嘛，就是愿很大，他也行很大。你用这样的一个修行法门的时候呢，他说当你到舍的时候，就是临命终的时候，一切业障都会消除，而且能够亲见无量光。所以等一下我们来看他整个寄送，大家就可以知道这个东西。
Now when we talk about practice cultivating the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows, now not only just making vows, the great vows, you also have to cultivate this great practice. So by doing that, you will be able to, at the moment before you die, all your karmic obstructions will be transformed, and then with the power of the Buddha, and you'll be able to then reborn to pure land. So let's talk about this method.
Okay, 好，这么回来讲说，总共看看有八到九个方法，从前面的我们宣请这个阿弥陀佛的佛号之外，诵持大悲咒，然后诵持药师佛的名号，观无量寿经的修净业三福，还有地藏经、修持地藏经、诵持地藏经，另外是红传楞严经、无量寿经，然后修普贤行愿，这些方法都可以往生，到时候净土你就可以往生净土。
So let's summarize so far what we mentioned, all these methods. First is reciting the Amitabha Buddha's name. These are the methods you could all go to Western Pure Land method. That's the first one, reciting Amitabha's Buddha's name. The second one is reciting the Great Compassion Dharani. The third one is reciting and uphold the name of Medicine Buddha. And the fourth one is to cultivating these three pure virtuous deeds, and that is mentioned in the Sutra of Amitabha Dhyana Sutra. And it talks about the content of the four points is to be affiliated to your parents and respect and listen to your elders and teachers, be compassionate, not killing, and cultivate 10 virtuous deeds. That is also equivalent to the practice and cultivate reciting the Siddhi Kaparaja Bodhisattva's Sutra. So that is the fourth method. And the fifth method is expounding the content of Sringama Sutra. And the fifth one is mentioned in the Infinite Life Sutra. It talks about you have to arise this Bodhi mind and be able to benefit, and then practice Bodhisattva path to be able to benefit yourself and others. That's another way to go to the Pure Land. And the last one we mentioned is to cultivate Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great vows and practice. These are the seven methods you could choose to practice and be able to reborn in the Pure Land, Western Pure Land.
不过当然有一个更快的方法， 叫做自心净土。 听过这个名词吗？
Of course, there's another method that is the most expedient method, which is it's called the self-mind pure land, your pure land in your own self-mind.
我想师父在禅修的时候特别提到自心净土。
What's the relationship between the Pure Land and Nirvana, or,
you know,
Samyak Sambuddhi? 去做什么？这个跟三百三不是有什么关系？
This is a very good question that's been raised here. Now then, I want to ask people here, why do you want to go to Pure Land? And what does that have to do with Samyasambodhi?
对，我们都希望，因为现在，因为这是末法时期嘛，所以最所谓的异行道， 就是念佛，念佛，我往生西方极乐净土，做什么？绝对不是去成佛哈！你不要认为到西方极乐净土可以成三藐三菩提，那是不可能的。So
because this is a Dharma ending age, most most practitioners will be chosen the easier practice method to go to the Pure Land. But don't think that to go to the Pure Land, Western Pure Land means it's equivalent that you already attend Buddhahood. It's not. It's not attaining Samyasambodhi. It's different.
去净土，其实你不只是可以去阿弥陀佛的净土。这个我们讲净土 Pure Land 不只是讲西方哦，东方有净土，南方有净土。 北方有净土，上方下方都有佛净土。我们只是说，因为现在是因为释迦牟尼佛是我们娑婆世界的教主，他介绍我们一个法门，就西方的地方有个西方净土，所以我们认为只有一个西方净土，其实不是的。Actually,
when we talk about Pure Land, we not only mention about the Western Pure Land. Now, the Western Pure Land was mentioned because Shakyamuni Buddha mentioned this very expedient method for us to practice. He particularly mentioned about this Western Pure Land. In fact, when we talk about Pure Land, there is Pure Land in almost every direction, the Western Pure Land, the Eastern Pure Land, the up and down. There's many directions. There are Pure Lands in many, many directions. But the Western Pure Land is particularly mentioned because it's somehow, it was taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, mentioned for us to practice.
So I should have asked the question before Harry, because for us that are not, that grew up in the West, we don't know what is exactly the Western Pure Land. What is the Pure Land? For us it's like, okay. So what does it all, what does it mean?
对我们这个在西方长大的人，这个名词西方净土对我们来讲是非常陌生的。我们听到这个西方净土，我们不知道到底西方净土是什么，西方净土到底在哪里，那是什么样的一个净土？
Okay, it's a very good question. 一个千金的阿弥陀佛 Sutra, let's talk about it.
就是说在阿弥陀经里面有讲到西方净土到底是什么，所以你可以
我讲英文讲中文
所以就在这个阿弥陀经里面去看看。
So, 可能我们可以帮忙啊，看能找到一部的那个英文的阿弥陀经给他。
So if you want to know what Western Pure Land is about, you could read Amitabha Sutra. It mentioned about what's the Pure Land
is.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe we can help you and get a copy of that.
Yeah, well, I read something someplace that you can practice and maybe not go back. That's what I read someplace because, you know, because I was reading and wondering, well, what is this Pure Land? It sounds, is it like heaven for, you know, all the people? But then I read someplace that it's someplace that you can practice without going back.You know, in your practice.
他听说就是说这个西方极乐世界，他认知里面就是说，你到了那西方极乐世界以后呢，你就不会下转，你就一直会往上。然后呢，他又问说，这西方极乐世界是跟天堂一样吗？西方人有这种想法。
OK, 我们应该讲说它跟天堂一定不一样的了，一定是不一样。不过我想这是一个大的 topic, 可能我们现在没办法细谈。我想可能是他 after 这个 talk 之后，我想有可以跟他谈一谈。不过我想大家对这个东西有疑问吗？你们会觉得西方极乐世界这跟天堂是不一样？重点是因为我们化愿去西方极乐世界的时候，我们是含苞在胚胎里面花开见佛，然后修行之后悟无生，悟到这个是无生，一切都是无常无生的这样相后，你认真正修学佛法之后，发愿还度说佛，度有情众生，才有办法成佛。所以它是一个，我们用一个名字叫做化成，它是中间的一个 station, 一直在那边修行，在那边继续努力之后往前走，在佛法经里面那个叫三百游行啊。
So it's definitely not the same aswhat you call the heaven. Western Pure Land is in between, you know, before you attain Buddhahood. You have to, it's a transformation world, world that you become a lotus, actually. And then in that Pure Land, you practice until you attain the so-called no birth.You understand, you achieve the state of no birth, then you make a vow to come back to deliver sentient beings and then be able to complete your Buddhahood. So it's just, it's a state that's in between, you know, it's in between state, between what? Before you become Buddhahood. So, and then before you come back again to.Deliver other sentient beings, practice Bodhisattva path. So that is a sort of a stage, an experience stage for a practitioner.
Is it okay for you?
It's okay.
Oh,
it makes sense.
Okay, thank you.
Good. 我们常说 一国即一切国，一政府即一切政府。
是。
那我的一个，如果所有所有的政府，不管哪个政府，就是当下一个，就基本上这件在自身的政府，当然最基本的。
对，所以你说的对，没有错。我们都希望去西方极乐净土嘛，因为我们对那个净土没有那么把握。假如说你的心常在禅修当中是一个净土的时候，其实当下就是净土。可是我们心呢，常常也在地狱当中。你在畜生道当中，你在恶道当中，就是因为这个心像猿猴一样，这样子持续不断。所以为什么我们要修行？只要你修行，你很有把握的时候，当下去哪里都一样的。所以你也不要说我要发愿去西方极乐，不用，当下是净土的时候，你用是用这个方法。像诸佛菩萨就是这样子啊，他留惑润身的，留惑润身，到娑婆世界做什么？度众生。其实他心里早就是净土了，就像世界师父讲的。我的花果山净土已经建好了，还没建好的是我们自己的花果山。师父就是这话跟我们讲，就是这样。所以这些净土是非常重要的。
The question was that one Buddha is all Buddhas and one Pure Land is all Pure Land. That to say that is correct because when one's mind is pure and one's pure land, one already at that moment is in the pure land. So that's why we practice moment by moment to purify, to our mind is pure. And that moment when your mind is pure, you're already in the pure land. So it's at the present moment, you're right then, you're in the pure land. And that is how all the Buddhas practice, because every moment they are in the pure land. Their mind is pure, so they're in the pure land. So that's how we should practice. And Sifu has said also, his pure land of Dhammadrong Mountains already established, already pure. And it's all us. We are not pure because our mind is sometimes in the realm of animal realm. Sometimes our mind is in the hell realm. So our mind is one, and it's constantly not in the pure land. That's why we have to cultivate the mind. The moment by moment, our mind, purify our mind, so we are able to write the moment in our own mind realm of pure land.
所以回归讲起来，所有的修行法门，好，包括我们说我们诵经啊、拜佛呀、持咒啊、参加忏悔啊，所有的东西，就是一个修心。修心，那那个心常常在没有杂染当中，让心随时就是净土的话，这就是我们的方法。重点，所有修行只为了一个心，在纯净这个心。
So in other words, all the methods that we have talked about, be it reciting Amitabha Buddha's name, prostrating to the Buddha, reciting the Dharani, all those methods is actually to cultivate mind. So it's important to understand that when the mind is pure, you're right then already in pure land. So that is the core, that is the essence that we are trying to achieve.When we practice, no matter what method you're using, that is actually the important aim that we're trying to aim for.
好，那我们回来讲净土哈。我想大家对净土经很清楚，有净土三经嘛哈，阿弥陀经、无量寿经、观无量寿经，这净土三经，我想大家都非常的清楚。
So let's talk about Pure Land School.The Pure Land School, there are three major sutras. One is the Amitabha Buddha Sutra. The second one is the Amitaya Yana Sutra. And the third one is Infinite Life Sutra. So these are the three sutras of
Pure Land School。
再来一个是在民国初年的时候，那个印光大师，我想大家知道印光大师嘛，哈，印光大师，因为当时呢，他就把《楞严经》里面的所谓的大势至菩萨念佛圆通章，也把它列入一个净土经典。
Then, there are, when during the Qing Dynasty, in the beginning of Mingguo, Master Yingguang also adds a chapter from Chung Brahma Sutra. It is a chapter of Mahadharma Bodhisattva reciting Buddha's name to complete his becoming completely enlightened. That chapter mentioned about the method of Mahadharma Bodhisattva. And this chapter, Master Yingguang added into becoming the fourth sutra of the Pure Land School.
好，那第五个是什么？就在清朝的时候，有一个人叫魏默生，这个菩萨呢，他就把华严经里面的普贤菩萨的行愿品呢，把它列入成第五个净土法门的第五个经典。
The fifth sutra of the Pure Land School practice of traditions that added into the Pure Land School is this chapter of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows, the chapter about the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows in the Avatamsaka Sutra that's added as the fifth sutra of Pure Land School. It was added by this person during the Qing Dynasty Xianfeng year. His name is Wei Mo Sheng.
好，为什么他可以把它列入这个净土法门？重点是在《无量寿经》里面呢，一开经的第一句话竟然讲说，他说：“诸佛菩萨皆尊普贤大士之德，具诸菩萨无量行愿，安住一切功德之法。”就那个。无量寿经里面就提到这个普贤菩萨的名号，就说他呢，所有的诸佛菩萨全部都是行普贤菩萨的行愿而成佛的，所以你就知道说普贤菩萨的行愿是这么的重要。
So why did the chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra about this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice, this chapter is so important because in that chapter it mentioned about that all the Buddhas that before they attain Buddhahood, they would have to practice what's been mentioned in that chapter.
好，所以呢，我们来看一下这个净土五经呢，无量寿经它就是实际上是中本的华严经。就是介绍净土法门。
So let's talk about these five different kind of sutras. The first one is Infinite Light Sutra. It's called the Middle Sutra of the Pure Land. It talks about
那观无量寿经呢，它其实上就是净土法门的依据。我们就是根据这个观无量寿经知道无量净土法门的这个情形。
The second sutra, Amitāya Yāna Sutra, is based on is according to this sutra, we then understand what Pure Land School practice is about.
那当然没问题，阿弥陀经当然是讲介绍阿弥陀佛的极乐世界是这么的庄严呐、啊，七宝琉璃呀、啊、等等等等的庄严情形。
And then third one, Amitābha Buddha's sutra is particularly talks about what the Western Pure Land is about, how all these different kind of jewels to adorn this Pure Land in details, what is that world about?
那更严谨的这大势至念佛圆通章呢，它主要是赞叹念佛的功德跟利益。
Now, in the chapter Surungama Sutra mentioned about the Mahasama Bodhisattva reciting Buddha names enlightenment chapter, it talks about what is the great merits one would gain by practicing reciting Buddha's name's metta.
那普贤菩萨行愿最最重点是，他让我们导归极乐。
And the last one, the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice about chapter in the Avatamsaka Sutra, it mentioned about how will lead us into reborn in the Pure Land.
我想大家手中都有讲义，我们可以拿出来大家来看一下。
So let's read the handout, look at the handout that you have now.
我想不管是中文本英文本我都有大概把十部的科判二十五个科判都列出来了好我们来看一下
So I listed here 25 vows which was organized by our 师父 Master Sen Yin
好我们看看第一则礼敬诸佛有吗大家看到吗
The first one to worship and respect all Buddhas.
第二个叫称赞如来。
Second one to praise the Tathagata.
三者是广修供养赞。
Third to cultivate the giving of offerings.
第四个叫忏悔业障赞。
Fourth to repent all karmic obstructions.
第五个是随喜功德赞。
Fifth to rejoice in the merits of others.
六叫勤转法轮赞。
Sixth, to request the turning of the Dharma wheel.
七是请佛住世赞。
Seventh, to request that the Buddhas dwell in the world.
八是功德回向赞。
Eighth, to transfer all merits to others.
九是学佛回向赞。
Ninth, to study with Buddhas and transfer the merit and virtue.
十是利益众生赞。
Tenth, to benefit all sentient beings.
十一是大行利身赞。
11. To practice extensively to benefit sentient beings.
12. 就是恒顺众生赞。
12. To harmonize with sentient beings.
13. 是同行赞友赞。
13. To congregate those who cultivate with me.
14. 叫做持法修行赞。
14. To hold Dharma and continually practice.
15. 是从从无尽赞。
15. To dwell Buddhas in 10 directions everywhere and endless time.
16是十种威力证
16 The Ten Supreme Powers
17是圆满七海证
17 To complete perfection of the seven seas
18是进学普贤证
18 To learn from Samantabhadra The Honor One
19是学文殊行证
The 19 To learn from Manjushri The Honor One
20是行愿功德证
20, the merit and virtue of great powers.
11是灭罪生福赞。
21st, to extinguish sins and generate virtues.
22是善根回向赞。
22, to transfer all good roots.
23是往生极乐赞。
23rd, to reborn into the pure land.
24是利乐有情赞。
24th,to benefit all the realms of living beings.
25是结归极乐赞。
25th, to return to the land of luminous light.
所以你们这样，我们这样走了一下，大家看懂了吗？整个普贤菩萨行愿站从开始一直到最后的时候，我们透过忏悔啊，透过发愿啊，透过学习，到最后的时候是找回极乐，可以到极乐世界。
So if you read through this,You can see there is the steps, you know, you first make vows and then you repent and then to the, at the last you enter the Pure Land.
所以为什么普贤菩萨行愿这么的殊胜？我们再讲，就是他其实上九种，第一个是解行并重，解行并重，闻思修正。
So that's what we talk about. That's what is so important of this Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows is so great and so wonderful. First is because it is equally important between the understanding the concept and put the concept into practice. Through the listening to Dharma and to think about it to contemplating and cultivating an attainment.
第二个就透过我们的忏悔，所以会灭我们的宿罪，过去的罪业。
Second, you have to repent your past karmic obstructions, and this is also mentioned in this vows and practice.
再来就是觉得这么好，所以我们希望众生都有因缘修持，就利乐缘起，利一切众生。这个就是菩提心，菩提心。
The third one is because it is so great that we also want to share that to other people, to other beings. This is equal to practice the Bodhisattva deeds, is to benefit self and others.
那最后一个就是导悲极乐了，就是我们可以希望自己要去哪个地方。当然，他想说，你只要诵持行愿证的时候，我们都可以发愿往生无量光佛。无量光是谁？就是阿弥陀佛，对吗？就是可以到阿弥陀佛的极乐世界去。就是要求会得，你可以你的果地的结果就是到，就到那个地方，然后修证。
In the last one of practice in this method, you will then return to the pure land. And we talk about return to the pure land of Buddha of infinite light. And what is that Buddha? That is Amitabha Buddha. In other words, that you are gaining, this is your fruition ground, you know, the ground of the effect of your causal ground.
就是这还不到成佛境界，对吗？我们知道了，到西方极乐世界也是为了去修行。可是你呢，不断的，因为在中间谈到菩提心。菩提心，所以透过菩提心的修行，就像我们讲说，我们到成佛要三期百劫，这三期修什么？修三期就是修六度波罗蜜啊，修布施、持戒、忍辱、精进、禅定、智慧，修六度波罗蜜，最后我们就能够成佛。所以普贤菩萨的行愿，让我们在当中可以到极乐净土去修行之外，透过这样不断的修行，最后我们可以到所谓的不思议的解脱境界，就是到成佛之境。
So if we follow that, this method of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice method, then our goal is to helping us to arrive this Bodhi mind, and then practice this six paramita. And then through the practice of six paramita and the cultivating the Bodhisattva path,And then we will be able to enter this unsurpassing state, which is entering into this, then we will be able to enter into the pure land state.
So, 我报了一个钟头，把这个普贤菩萨的行愿的重要性跟大家提了一下。你会觉得它对你的重要吗？
Now we spend an hour, actually talked about the importance.Of the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows. And now I want to ask you, do you also think it's very important to you?
Yes, so your question?
Yeah, my question is twofold. One, as Westerners, a lot of Westerners, I mean, what you're talking about.Presumes that someone is already convinced about Buddhist practice and they're seeking a very good and expedient method of achieving the goals of saving themselves and all sentient beings. So, but a lot of Westerners don't even understand the first noble truth of their own suffering and other people's suffering. So,I also haven't been exposed to this. And also, I've been coming here for many, many years and go on retreats. I go on silent illumination retreats and Quanto retreats. And there's really no pure land practice. You know, and Westerners, at least here at the Chan Center, seldom go on. I know for the Chinese there are recitation ceremonies like that. So it's...I mean, it's quite wonderful. It's just a question of getting acclimated. for us. We really just don't have this kind of familiarity with the Pure Land practice.
So
my question is, well, so what is the relationship between Pure Land and Chan?
Between 修炼人的禅，哇！
我在这翻一下。
OK。
他所讲的问题就是说，老师现在讲的这些净土法门哈，对一些西方众来讲呢，他连那个四弘誓愿都搞不清楚。然后，好像老师讲的就是对那些好像那些听众呢，他已经对于这个净土有一些基本的认识啊，而且也许已经开始练习这样子修持这样子的法门。那对一些西方众来讲，连四弘誓愿都不懂的话，那好像听起来就会觉得好像不晓得跟这种法门，这个净土法门跟禅，尤其在我们禅中心，虽然说可能东方一些信众呢，可能有这些诵经啊，或者是拜佛的法门比较熟悉，可是即使在这个通俗禅这些西方众的一些佛教徒，他们对这样子的一个法门一直非常是很陌生的啊，所以他的主要问题就是说净土跟禅之间到底是怎么样的关系？
我要说修行没有东西方之分了哈，然后疆土也没有东西方之分。
Practice there's no difference between east and west, and the land, you know, the boundary also there is no difference between east and west.
Maybe I will ask you a question. How you practice meditation? What's the purpose of yours? 你要为什么要来修？为什么要来学禅修？你的目的是什么
？The purpose.
Yeah.
Well, you reach a certain point where you practice because you practice.
Is that the one? Yes. More than all your purpose. No, well, I mean,
because once again, when you start talking about the reasons, I mean, then you get sort of attachments. I mean, you could say to reach Buddhahood, which comes, and enlightenment, which I believe is a real goal, and also to deal with my own issues of selfishness, my own obstructions, and also to somehow see beyond them and to help other sentient beings. And then one of the other thing that I wanted to add is also, well, in Chan, we always seem to be talking about seeing the self nature. And that's another question of like where that comes up in the Pure Land. So I don't know if I answered your question about why I practice because it's a very good thing to do, and I've been doing it, and it's the only way.
我要问他，所以我问他，等一下先问他，就说这个修行禅修法门对你生活当中有没有帮助
？Any benefit for your life? You practice meditation. Do you have any benefit?
Oh, enormous benefit.
You for now?
My benefit is becoming less vexed, fewer vexations, deeper understanding, more hopeful, less depressed, more available to other people and myself. You know, less caught up in my own sense of self, my own ego. More available, and also the idea of not practicing is totally unacceptable. Because where would you go? I just go backwards. I'm not gonna, no desire to do that.
So you just answer your question,
right? 老师问他到底你修行的目的是什么？然后他第一个回答的是说，我修行的目的就是。修行就是我的目的。那接下来呢？那他又就讲了，就是说他其实修行的目的就是说，那法师问他，那修行对他有什么好处？他就说，那个修行呢，他就人就会比较少一些烦恼，同时呢，
对自己的那种自我中心就比较敏锐，能够察觉出来。同时呢，对于别人呢，他就能够比较能够花时间去照顾别人，同时对自己的这个这个忧郁的这一部分我的情绪呢，就比较能够掌握。同时呢，他又讲说，如果我不修行的话，但是这个是完全不可以接受的。他说如果我不修行的话，那我不是就是往下落了吗？那这个是绝对不可以接受的，所以我必须要修行。
所以他基本上已经回答自己的问题了，不是吗？
是啊，
修行，当然，修行就是修行的目的嘛，哈，因为我们在修行佛法，重点就是过程，过程很重要，哈，重点过程很重要。可是他刚刚谈到说这个 ego 就是自我的部分呢，包括帮助众生这个部分呢，其实这个都不，这个东西其实就是让自己心更清净，更欢喜，其实这个也就是净土一部分呢。你不要认为说净土是什么杂染都没有啊，你只要当下欢喜。心没有邪恶的过爱，所以那个也可以称为是净土。
Actually, you already answer your own because yeah, practice itself is the goal of practice. Because people need to, a practitioner needs to pay very close attention to the process, not the outcome. And to diminish the sense of self, itself is already is really in accordance with the essence of Pure Land School, which is purify oneself at the present moment. At the moment that you are in a joyful state, which means you are lesser vexed, at that moment you already is in your Pure Land. So it is actually the practice of purifying your own mind at It's that practice in accordance with the Pure Land School.
OK， 好，我们要好往下走了哈。我们接下来要讲到普贤菩萨哈。普贤菩萨，我想大家对他最大的印象就是普贤菩萨，他常常骑一只大象哈，白色大象是六牙白象，对吧？六牙大白象，那个六牙就叫代表六度，他修六度，在因地当中修六度。
So let's introduce this great Bodhisattva, Samantabhadra. You know, if you see the pictures of this Bodhisattva, you'll see him riding on this great white elephant, and this great white elephant with the six tusks. And that six tusks actually is symbolizing the six parameters.
那为什么是白象？为什么是白哦？白是代表清净的意思，清净的意思。
Why is it a color white? A color white symbolizes pure.
好，那就是我们一般看到的普贤菩萨的象征嘛，好，只有六爻白象，它是它的坐骑。好，接着我们往下谈什么叫行跟月。行 ，OK， 先清楚。
Now we just mentioned about you know what you usually will see.In appearance of this great Bodhisattva, and next, we will talk about what is the great vows and great practices.
好，我们谈到这个普贤菩萨，他的行愿，他是大行大愿，大行大愿。为什么是大？因为这个大事它是难行能行。等一下，我们往后来讲他这二十五个愿的时候，发现是难行能行，所以他称为大，大行大愿呢？为什么？愿哦，我们当然愿有，当然有别愿啊，有通愿哈、哦。一般我们当然常会念什么四弘誓愿嘛，哈、哦、，OK 没问题。那像文殊菩萨哈、哦，他在那个华严经里面有谈到净行品，华严经净行品有141个愿，像这个愿，这个也算是通愿，是文殊菩萨的通愿。那有别愿呢、啊？比如说我们谈到说。宝藏比丘的48个愿，就是阿弥陀佛48个愿呢，另外药师佛的12愿呢，还有普贤菩萨的十大愿等等，这些都称为别愿。那普贤菩萨的愿很大，就有什么大的愿。
Now when we talk about Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practices and vows, we add a word before that, the practices and vows, we call that great practices and great vows.Why do we call great practices? Great practice because he practiced this path that is very difficult to practice, and that's what we call that great practice. And when we talk about great vows, there are two categories. One is universal vows, and the other is individual vows. The universal vows is the four great vows, which also included in the Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's vows. And what is the different vows? Different Bodhisattvas or Buddhas have made a different vows. For example, Amitabha Buddha, he has 48 vows, and Medicine Buddha has 12 great vows. Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, we mentioned earlier, has this great 10 vows, and so these are individual vows.
所以普贤菩萨的这个大愿，大的意思就是说，它是庄严国土成熟众生的大宏愿，所以称为大愿。
So the great vows of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is great to adorn the Pure Land and to also universally benefiting all beings. That's why we call great vows.
好，所以我们看到就是普贤菩萨的祈愿。那在华严经，我想大家可能听过华严经，华严经有三种，四十华严、六十华严跟八十华严嘛。好，不管是哪一种、哪一个华严，它都谈到普贤菩萨的祈愿。尤其特殊是四十华严，它基本上整个四十华严就在谈这个普贤菩萨的大愿。
So when we talk about Avatamsaka Sutras, there are three different kinds of versions. One is called, one is the 40 chapters Avatamsaka Sutra. In that particular version, it mostly mentioned about Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's great practice and vows.
好，我想我们平常在汉地比较流通的最多是八十华严嘛，哈。八十华严呢，我们看八十卷之后，又有个第八十一卷，八十一卷就谈到普入不思议解脱境界普贤行愿品。那这个品呢，它不是像我们讲都是那个八十华严，它是释迦难陀所翻译的，但是这八十一卷这一品呢，入是不思议解脱品，这一品呢，它是另外一个人。唐朝一个叫般若法师，他特别来翻译这个普贤菩萨的喜悦，所以他翻译是不一样的。那师父用的这个普贤菩萨的喜悦呢，他是不空三藏所翻译的。
So for the most popular in Chinese of the Avatamsaka Sutra is the version of contained 80 verse chapters.Which is put together, it's called the Sixtham Nada, Tang Dynasty, Sixtham Nada version. And in the last chapter is the chapter the title is called On Entering the Inconceivable State of Liberation Through the Practices and Vows of the Bodhisattva.Samantabhadra. In that chapter, mentioned about this particular practice method. And Sifu, the 25 vows that we just recite, Sifu took it from the other version. It's translated by Bukong Tripitaka, and it's doing it's.No, actually, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is from the Bukong Tripitaka.
我们对不空法师、不空三藏法师有点陌生哈、哦。其实不空三藏法师他在唐朝的时候是非常有名的。我们知道几个很有名的译经是像鸠摩罗什，我想大家清楚嘛哈。鸠摩罗什翻了非常多的经典。玄奘大师大家也熟悉，比如说最近我们在读《心经》哈、哦，玄奘大师。那另外有一个叫义净法师，义净法师他是谁？他其实上是跟随着玄奘大师也到天竺去取经的，他回来也翻译了心经。 那第四个就是不空，不空三藏。
So this master, 不空, Tripitaka master, 不空, we are not very familiar with him compared to other great master who have done translations in the past, like Kuma Rajiva and also Xuan Zang, Master Xuan Zang. And there is Yi Jing, Master Yi Jing. And then Bu Kong. These four masters are great masters translating sutras into Chinese in the past.
那鸠摩罗什啊、玄奘啊、易净这三位法师，他们翻的都是我们啊，因为他是算是汉传的汉本的佛教的翻译。可是这个不空和尚、不空三藏，他是唐朝的时候流行一个叫密唐密，你听过这个名字吗？唐朝的密宗叫唐密，所以他修持的是密宗的密教的这个部分，就是汉传的唐密。所以他修，你看我们再看他的翻译的出来，今天就有那个密教的味道在里面，就是不太像。
So all these four great translators, great masters, also translators, except the Bu Kong, Master Bu Kong, the other three, like Kuma Rajiva, Master Yi Jing, and Master Xuan Zang, they translate the style is the Chinese style, follow the, you know, the Chinese tradition.The way they translate the flavor. Only the Bu Kong, Master Bu Kong, the way he translates is the, it's like,
it's
a different kind of style.
Tantric. 我想大家手中有，我们来稍微念一下哈。
所有十方世界中一切善事人师，我今离语尽无语，皆以清净身口意，身如刹土为尘数，一切如来我心里，皆以心意对诸佛，以此普贤成愿力，于一尘端如成佛，诸佛佛子坐其中。如是法界尽无余，我信诸佛心充满。
你可以看到那个翻译的感觉比较像那个密教的感觉吗？那就是那样的感觉。
So yeah, we would just recite this first verse, right? Pay homage and respect to all Buddhas. And you can when you recite this, you can have that flavor of tantric kind of flavor.
好，那我们要问的是，怎么样来礼敬诸佛
？Question is, how do we do this? How do we pay homage and respect to all Buddhas?
我想大家都会礼佛，像我们刚刚进来的时候，在前面都会礼佛，看到我们上面礼佛。到底我们在礼什么佛？我们在礼佛的什么
？So when we do this, pay respect to all Buddhas.What kind of, you come in to this temple and you prostrate to the Buddha's statues, and what are you prostrate to? What are you really respect?
Yeah. 一般呢，因为我们都了解佛其实发了大愿心，然后呢行个菩萨行、菩提心，所以他成佛。其实我们是用这样的一个心态，所以我们都礼敬的是什么？礼敬的是佛的功德，佛的功德跟他的德行。
So actually what we respect is Buddha's virtuous characteristics.
好，那另外来说，我们礼佛另外一个目的是我们消除我们的我慢心，消除我们的慢心。
The other point is to diminish our mind of arrogance.
我还讲这些，这是真的佛吗？你看到佛像啊，这个雕塑像，这真的佛吗？是佛吗？你为什么能够离开他？你为什么愿意离开他？
So this Buddha statue, is it really a Buddha? And why would you willing to prostrate to a statue?
可是你们都很欢喜，对吗？是不是你会离得很欢喜吗？是吗？对，重点就是我们以佛的功德跟德恨，因为是消除这些我们喜。对，因为就是说，当然师父提到说，你要是不尊敬别人，你的修行上是没有办法往上升的。
So when you prostrate to the Buddha statue, you actually praise the great virtuous characters of the Buddha. At the same time, you are diminishing this sense of self and arrogance of yourself. And at the same time, Sifu had mentioned that if you are not able to respect others, then your practice will not give any benefit.
所以师父讲说，他说对我对于这些禅修方法用不上功夫，修行上不得力的方，长期不得力的时候，师父告诉他要去拜佛，拜佛，拜佛就是消除我的我慢心。
Therefore, when someone who is not able to gain any kind of benefits from his or her practice.Sifu would tell this person to practice prostration, because when you prostrate to the Buddha statues, you actually are shedding off this sense of self and shedding off the sense of arrogance of yourself. This will help you diminishing the karmic obstructions.
因为我问的问题是，请问你佛在哪里？你不要告诉我佛在心中，这是一个名相哈、哦。佛到底在哪里
？Another question I want to ask you: Where is the Buddha? Don't answer that it's in your mind because that's just a word. What exactly where is the Buddha?
佛到底在哪里？
是
他是无所不在，对，也无所在，对吗？是吗？是，就是因为这样，所以你到哪里礼佛都可以的。所以像你到寺院的时候，你说我一定要在佛的正中间让佛看到我，所以礼佛才有用，只有这样子吗？
So if Buddha is everywhere or not in everywhere, right? We know that. So therefore, when you go to a temple.When you prostrate to the Buddha, you don't really have to be stay right in the middle in front of the Buddha statue that then you believe you're prostrating the Buddha. Actually, every place you could prostrate, and you know that is also the same outcome.
所以，但是呢，在礼佛的时候，其实你可以做观想。观想什么？观想是我在佛的前面，佛也在我的前面，我礼佛，用这个方法去礼佛。所以大悲忏里面有个偈颂叫做能理所理性空寂，我能够理的跟我这个两其实都性，它的本性都是空的，因为它是变化性的。感应道交难思议，就是因为有感应道交，就是道交是不可思议的。我此道场如地珠，释迦如来引现中，我身引现释迦前，佛面皆足归命。
So, when you prostrate to Buddha, you need to, in the contemplation, you need to contemplate that you are in front of the Buddha, at the same time, Buddha is in front of you, and you prostrate. And you also have to contemplate, you understand that this, that is able to prostrate,And the thing that's being prostrated to, that is that both the nature of these both are empty. And when you understand that, when you do contemplation in that moment, then you are communicating, then you are getting the channel through. And that is what we need to practice when we actually do prostration. We need to do contemplation at that moment.
好，我想我今天时间差不多，今天就讲到这个地方。我们讲了很多关于为什么要来修菩提祈愿，它是这么的不可思议哈。只要诵持修行菩提祈愿，其实就可以一路不管到化成的净土法门，到极乐净土极乐世界，甚至到成佛就够了。所以我们刚刚学的一个方法就是礼敬诸佛，用一个虔诚恭敬的心礼敬诸佛。我今天就功课就交给大家，功课是礼敬诸佛。
Now because of the time, we have to stop our talk. Now, today we talk about this first one. The first one is to pay homage and respect all Buddhas. So if you cultivate and uphold and recite this method of Samantabhadra Bodhisattva's practice and vows, and then you will be able to uphold this one and practice, you know, one, this one method until you become Buddha. So that is what we mentioned. We want you to encourage all you to pay respect all Buddhas.
Thank you for your attention.
May the virtuous merit adorn and glorify the pure land of the Buddhas. Outwardly, we repay the four layers of gratitude. Downwardly, we alleviate the sufferings of the three destinies. May those who seek and hear the Dharma generate the holy mind. Exhausting this body of retribution, may we be born in the land of supreme bliss.
Thank you.Then please, you can put the handout to the right hand side. Please pass the handout to the side so we can collect material. 各位请起立, please rise.
We 向上问讯。